This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, you're listening to Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. The runway at Miggs Field on Northerly Island adjacent to Chicago was torn up in the dead of night and without warning back in March of 2003. It happened under the direction of Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. The site is now a public park, but Mayor Daley has announced he will not seek re-election, and President Obama has started a public push for an infrastructure package that would include rebuilding America's runways. But is that enough to think there's still hope for a return of Miggs? We're speaking today with Steve Whitney, president of the grassroots effort Friends of Miggs Field, to learn more. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Glenn.
First off, Friends of Miggs Field has been around since well before the field was taken away. Give us a brief history lesson. Why did you form and what challenges have you faced?
Well, it's actually been a very long history. The mayor first started to try to close Miggs Field back in 1996, and it in fact closed for about 4 months. And our organization, along with AOPA and a number of other national organizations, managed to get it reopened with a five-year sort of life extension until 2002. And then even then, we got it extended. Supposedly, there was an agreement between Mayor Daley and the governor at the time to keep it open another 24 years, which is why it was so shocking to us when, with no notice in the middle of the night in 2003, Daley ripped up the runways.
Well, it's been about 7 years since the airport was destroyed. What exactly is out there now?
Well, frankly, it's not much. It's kind of interesting. They put grass and some small trees and a bike path on most of it. There's a concert venue with a term a temporary structure at the north end of the peninsula. It takes up about 4 of the 76 acres. And other than that, it's pretty much just open space. They were working very hard on coming up with plans for it for the 2016 Olympics, with the hope that they would get that award. And last year when that fell through, when Chicago lost that bid, it sort of became, now it's kind of a white elephant. Nobody's quite sure what to do with it. There's no money really to do anything for any kind of nice park. And it is used by joggers and bicyclists, but it's not, frankly, used anywhere near as much as it was when it was an airport.
So generally speaking, it's an open field on a spit of land that's sitting surrounded by Lake Michigan.
That's correct. It's a peninsula. They call it Northerly Island. It was originally part of a plan to create a whole string of islands from there south along the lakeshore. It was the only one that was ever built, and then eventually it was connected with landfill to the lakefront. So now that it's a peninsula, even though they still call it an island.
Considering the fines incurred, it cost Chicago about $1.6 million to remove the airport, plus fines levied by the FAA, and additional money has been spent turning it into a public park. So what makes anyone think the city might strip away the public part and return Miggs to Chicago?
Well, there's a couple of aspects that give a little ray of hope. I don't want to get everybody's hopes up too high. I think that it's an unlikely prospect that Miggs would reopen, but it's also true that there are a number of factors that have sort of come together to make it so that the door is open a crack. The first one is that the mayor, popularity has declined over the years, pretty much starting with his heavy-handed efforts on Miggs. There were a lot of people in the city who didn't really care one way or the other about Miggs Field, but thought that that was a terrible move for him to do that in the middle of the night under armed guard, and therefore started to turn against him. And in fact, the public opinion polls now show that more people would prefer that he not run again than that he run again, which I think probably has something to do with his decision. In addition to that, you know, there is a terrible budget deficit for the city of Chicago and the Chicago Park District. They've really mortgaged themselves and their future for many years into the future. Don't have any money to spend on creating anything nicer as a park. And there are some options that if you were to return it as an airport could bring significant money to the city and the park district from federal aviation dollars. And beyond that, the economy is, as it is everywhere, is having a really rough time. And we've managed to create a barrier to doing business in the city of Chicago now. And so there is the thought that a returned Miggs Field could actually benefit the economy by bringing more business to the downtown area.
Politically speaking, has anyone who's in a position of power or might be in a position of power mentioned any support for the idea or even brought it up?
Well, it's interesting that you ask. Daly's announcement last week pretty much caught everybody in the Chicago political scene by surprise, it appears. Certainly caught us by surprise. All of his actions before that seemed to be designed to be running again. And so now there's a lot of scrambling going on with many, many potential candidates who are sort of testing the waters, all the way from Rahm Emanuel, President Obama's chief of staff, to local aldermen and state senators. And what is kind of shocking to me is the amount of outpouring of support, both from just general the public, but also from specific people who are ginning up to run for mayor about reopening Meigs Field. For instance, just yesterday I read a story that Senator Ricky Hendon, who's a state senator from the Chicago area, is throwing his hat into the ring, and his first act as mayor would be to reopen Meigs Field. Now, he's been a terrific Meigs supporter for a long time, and he's done an excellent job as a state senator. It's not the kind of thing that he can just, at a stroke of a pen, reopen it. But, you know, the fact that he's saying that in his announcement to run is pretty significant. He's not the only one. Bill Walz has expressed interest in running. He has expressed support for Meigs in the past. Rachel Goodstein has been talking about a possible run. She's been involved with the efforts to reopen Meigs Field. And another name that I've heard mentioned is Senator James Meeks, who I haven't heard any pronouncements by him on Meigs, but I can tell you that he has supported Meigs Field in the past, and he's also another possible candidate. So I'm somewhat shocked that this is 7 years after the fact, the very first topic on people's lips, but it really was a turning point in Mayor Daley's career, and something that affected everybody who in the city in terms of how they felt about their local government.
Now, you did mention in there that prior to the field being ripped up, it wasn't really something that was on the minds of many Chicagoans. Is there any reason to imagine that the general public would prefer an airport to a green field? I mean, you live there. What's your sense of how Chicagoans feel about the airport? Do they even remember it?
Oh, yeah. People definitely remember it. I get asked all the time, is there a chance it could come back? And not just from pilots, but from just general members of the public. Here's what I can tell you. When Meigs was open and operating and our organization was building support, virtually every scientific public opinion poll showed that a fairly substantial majority of the people who were polled preferred Meigs to open to closing it. Now, the thing about that is that's all kind of ancient history at this point, and you would think that over time that might have changed. And I don't have any scientific polling data since then, but I can tell you that the local TV station WGN ran a web poll last week, and it was 62% of the respondents thought that Meigs ought to be reopened. And to be honest with you, on those kind of polls, our organization historically has been good at sort of stuffing the ballot box, if you will. We weren't even aware that they were running this. So this was without any efforts on our part to try to, you know, to run that total up. That was another thing that really sort of surprised me and gives me, I would have thought that we wouldn't be talking about this now. And the fact that we are gives me a significant amount of hope.
Well, you've got AOPA on your side, but practically speaking, what can be done to push the idea, win public support and funds for the project, do you think?
Well, I think a lot is going to depend on how things unfold over the next several months. As I said, Daley's announcement caught everyone by surprise. And so there's a lot of jockeying going right now behind the scenes. And it will depend a lot on who the candidates are and where their positions are. If Meigs, sometimes I think in terms of in trying to figure out whether Meigs could reopen, I kind of envision if we were 25 years from now looking back, what would be the story of how it did get saved or reopened? And the thing that would occur to me is that the only way that would happen is if we can demonstrate very strong support from the Chicago business community, which in fact has been supportive of Meigs in the past, but also fairly supportive of Mayor Daley and therefore not willing to cross him. I think that if a logical proposal could be brought together, taken to the Chicago business community, kind of behind the scenes, and then brought forward to whoever winds up being the winning candidate, as this is a way to help plug the budget gap. You know, the funds that could come in from this could help put Chicago back on a balanced budget. that actually could have some possible salutary effect.
Well, you've been at this a long time, and you've clearly seen your share of disappointment with the efforts. I want to finish with a reality check. How realistic is the return of MIGS in your estimation?
It is a long shot. It's a very long shot. It's far less than 50-50 proposition. But I can also tell you that I'm pretty sure at this point that it's not a zero probability, that there is a finite, you know, positive probability that it could reopen. And the other thing I'll tell you is that I've been at this, when I first got involved in this, my intent was to be involved for a few months before it was supposed to close in 1996, and then we'd either win and go home or lose and go home. And instead, it's turned out to be, 14, 15 years now of sort of ongoing activity. And I've seen a lot of crazy stuff happen in this whole process, and I wouldn't put anything beyond the realm of certainty at this point. So I would say that nobody should get their hopes up, but I would also say don't give up on it.
We've been speaking with Steve Whitney, president of Friends of MIGS Field. For AvWeb.com, I'm Glenn Pugh. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.